uMongameli Mugabe utsho lokhu kumbuthano wokunanza ilanga labezomvikela eZimbabwe ele Defence Forces Day eHarare namhlanje ethi imizamo le ayisaphumelelanga.
The imposition of illegal economic sanctions on Zimbabwe by Britain, the European Union and their American allies is one such move that has sought to compromise the living standards of the people of Zimbabwe and subsequently destabilize the country. It is common knowledge that the imposition of sanctions on us was meant to induce the people to revolt against their legitimately elected government and thus effect regime change in this country. However, these sinister maneuvers were successfully resisted thanks to the combined effort, grit, and resilience of the people of Zimbabwe. The defense forces, other law enforcement agencies, and the country's political leadership.
Umgabe uthi abantu abavele emazweni lokhe bephatheke emizameni yokuphazamisa inotho yelizwe ngokufuna ukujwamula izidalwa zakuleli bezama lokuhuga inhlanganiso yeKimberley Process kundlela eleZimbabwe elingathengisa ngalo amadayimani alo ngaphandle kwelizwe ethi ibutho lakuleli kumele livikele ukwebiwa kwenotho yelizwe kanje.
Recent developments in this country have pointed to other countries having direct interests in the control of our natural resources, as demonstrated by our detractors' shameless and spirited efforts to influence the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme in the sale of Zimbabwean guns. The Zimbabwe Defense Forces, in conjunction with other national security organs, have a responsibility to institute effective responsive solutions to such unjustified and provocative maneuvers in the general affairs of a sovereign state.
Umgabe uthe ibutho lelizwe libhekana nobunzima bokulahlekelwa izisebenzi kubangelwa ukutshiya kwezinye umsebenzi ngokukhula, ezinye ngokuzikhethela kunye lezinye ezibalekela umsebenzi.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces is susceptible to negative factors such as retirements, resignations, desertions and death. All these factors have a direct bearing on the staffing levels of the organization as they create gaps and vacancies within the rank and file of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. As a result, the Zimbabwe Defense Forces regularly embarks on recruitment exercises and subsequent training programs for patriotic young men and women who demonstrate eagerness to defend the country as a way of filling the vacancies.
Umphathi ntambo wezemali uMnumzana Tendai Biti utshele idale lephalamende kusikhatshana esanda kwedlula ukuba ibutho likhatsha ngokungaphandle kweziqondiso zikahulumende amalunga edlula kunkulungwane namakhulu ayisithupha khona kungela mali enelayo yokubabhadala esikhwameni sesizwe. Ibutho libikwa liphakathi kokuqhatsha njalo amanye amasosha ezabelweni zonke zelizwe laphinde lehlisa lesiba ngasemfundo edingakala ukuba umuntu eqhatshe kubutho. Umphathi ntambo wezomvikela uMnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa utshele umbuthano ofanayo ukuba ibutho lakuleli lilobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe angomakhelwane.
Last year during our 31st Zimbabwe Defense Forces Day commemorations, we were joined by General S.K. Shoke of the South African Defense Forces, Lieutenant General Olenga from the Democratic Republic of the Congo National Defense Force and Major General J.T. Chongo of the Mozambican Army. Today, Your Excellency, we are honored to have amongst us here a delegation from the Zambian Defense Forces led by Commander Zambian Army, Lieutenant General Mihofa.
Umbutano wa namhlanje ungenwe la ngomlawuli webutho leZambia uLieutenant General Paul Mihova. Ibutho leZimbabwe Defense Forces labunjwa ngomnyaka ka 1980 lihlanganise labalwa impi yenkululeko bekuvuyo lebutho leZimbabwe African National Liberation Army iZANLA eleZimbabwe People's Revolutionary Army ZIPRA labe Rhodesia Front. Njalo kunanzwa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lambili 32 ibutho lomanyano livikela ilizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.